person at a time since 1988.
We came up here from Gilbert, Arizona, just to spend the weekend and be in the snow and have fun.
Oh, yes, snow in Arizona. The wacky world of Mother Nature. You never know what she's going to wreak and rain down on the states. And this time it was snow, like I said, the white stuff. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Do you believe it? I think of Arizona, and I spent a ton of time in Arizona. I used to work in New Mexico, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and we'd take road trips to AZ. And I just felt like it was hot as Hades there. The less clothes, the better. It was so hot every stinking time I went to that state. So to see snow, and we're talking about, you know, heavy snow, gusty winds. You could hear it there in the beginning. And about 180 miles of I-40 was closed in both directions in the morning. And it was closed for a couple of hours. They thought it was too rough in Kingman in western Arizona, then to Winslow, Flagstaff, pretty nasty stuff. Portions of all of that closed. They got 10 to 14 inches of snow. Prescott, 8 to 12 inches. And any areas above 7,000 feet, they were talking about 22 inches or so. So naturally, what are you going to have? Crashes, stuck cars, pileups. That's pretty much what the morning was like for the cops in any of those areas, trying to clean everything up. They have a winter advisory out, so probably a lot of the schools will be closed on Monday. Yay! When you're a kid, isn't that the best? When you're an adult, isn't it the worst? Like I said, if you have to get on the roads and you're dealing with closures and all that other nonsense, and then people locking up in front of you, 180 miles is big time. That's big time havoc. Over the weekend, it wasn't about snow. It was about campaigning for Mitt Romney, Rick Santorum, and the usual suspects, because the Republican Party or show isn't over. Romney supposedly wins Puerto Rico, and what does he get for that? 20 delegates as a result of it. I think it's an excuse for everyone to go to Puerto Rico and party, frankly, myself. But it still counts. It's about adding up the numbers, so the numbers keep on ticking in the Romney category, even though you, yes, you, so many who have called the show for the last year and a half, are just not thrilled about Romney. You really feel like it's anybody but Romney, but he's going to be the guy. The establishment people wanted him. They pushed him forward. He's the one. He's the chosen one. I don't see any way. I really don't. I don't see any way that Mitt Romney doesn't win this thing. A lot of you have written me emails over the weekend. They piled up on politics, especially saying that Rick Santorum was the guy. He was the new hot thing. And you thought conservative-wise, he was the best choice. But it certainly doesn't look like that's a possibility when you look at the amount of delegates. In the Middle East, and we'll talk about this, a bomb rocks Damascus. Man, everywhere you look, everywhere you turn, crazy things are happening in the sands of the Middle East. It's a question of our involvement in Syria, our involvement in Iran and Israel's huge conflict and nuking up for Iran. It's a question of a lot of things when it comes to dividing the labor and where are we putting our resources in the Middle East. Ron Paul, who's running for president, says, why put any resources there? Take them all back. Afghanistan lately has been a hornet's nest. I make no secret of saying that I would have pulled out of Afghanistan a long time ago, and now the handwriting is more than on the wall. It's on every wall at this point, with the Taliban trying to do everything they can to stir the pot, saying decapitate the American soldiers. You just know that there are things that are percolating over there that are 10 times worse than I think what we've seen already. Speaking of worse, gas prices are not easing. Gas prices are climbing. Did you have to fill up this weekend where you're running around doing the soccer game thing or just hanging out with your buds somewhere, had to take a road trip, had to just take the dog somewhere? Well, for whatever reason that you tooled around. If you had to fill up, you probably saw prices around $3.85 for a gallon of regular. And that's good for some areas. Still, $5 is the norm in Florida and in California. So, you know, the record high, I was looking this up, and I think it's probably widely reported by now. When we look at the national average price for a gallon of gasoline, now going up 9 straight days, which is over, you know, $3.87, $3.83. Now only about 6.7% below the record high, which was $4.11 from July of 2008. So it keeps on going up. AAA is keeping an eye on this. And now gas prices, we want to give you an even more horrific number, are up more than 17%. This year, 17%. It's like if you were gambling on Wall Street with a stock and you were down 17%, you probably would have trashed it already, to give you some perspective on that. Wyoming has the lowest gas price, I believe, $3.40 for a gallon. If you can beat that, call me. I want to hear what you're paying when you pull up to the pumps. 800-259-5791. So this continues to be the big story that people are talking about. The spike in gas prices leads all of us to say, what about opening up the reserves? Why not do that? We're seeing the prices of oil boosted, and we've seen some record highs, but we're not seeing good times when we have to pay week after week to commute 40 minutes each way to work. So what about releasing strategic oil reserves? Even though last week the White House denied that the U.S. and England might release some of those oil reserves over the next few months, I believe that we're going to see that happen, and we're going to see lower crude prices, because this is unsustainable for the so-called middle-class America, if we even have those people anymore. It's harder and harder to lay claim to that. You know, it used to be the expression, oh, we're a typical middle-class family. I haven't really heard people say that very often in any of the places where I've been running around. Oh, we're the typical middle class. No, people are really defining themselves as none of the classes, because they don't really drift into the indigent, but they're not really the middle class, and certainly they're not wealthy. So where do you fall? How about purgatory? The Catholics had a place called purgatory. It was a waiting place where you did your penance before you could actually have a shot to get into heaven. So maybe all of us are just in a certain kind of purgatory. That's where you are. If you're in between the lines and you don't fit into any of the current categories, that's pretty much where you're hanging, where you're floating. So it's not a surprise that the front runner, Mitt Romney, would talk about the president, who should be hanging his head over energy policies and accusing the president of slowing domestic production. If you're a Republican, you need to jump on the whole thing of easing regulations on fracking and getting some of those moratoriums lifted. We've talked about this a bunch. What would be the object, the best way, what would be the object of your desire, the best way to kill these gas prices and lead to recovery? 800-259-2791.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super C-Veg.
And with the Super C-Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super C-Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super C-Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super C-Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full whole feeling I have from Super C Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN or place your order at 866-C-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C Veg daily is eating right.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Of the month, gas. I already mentioned this. Prices up for the ninth straight day. KDD hanging out with you across America. Hope you had a great weekend. Maybe you caught something on Redbox. I actually watched a flick. I saw My Week with Maryland, which just was a pretty good portrayal, I think, of Marilyn Monroe. It was a decent flick. I don't know that I would recommend it, however. I guess I like that more the violent thrill seeker, Mission Impossible, espionage based kind of movie, and that's why I like Mission Impossible this time around, and also the latest Sherlock Holmes that came out around Christmas time. I would recommend both of those two movies. However, I would, like I said, I would say that the actress who played Marilyn Monroe did a great job. Michelle Williams, her name is. She was in Brokeback Mountain, if you remember that movie, that was critically acclaimed. But she did have her dead on. I thought she did a good Marilyn Monroe, which is tough to do one of those biopic things. All right, we're talking about real stuff here, reality, like the gas prices. And plus, something else where you ask yourself what's in your wallet, and it's healthcare. Now, if you are one of those people that you rarely have to go to the doctors, you don't do much of the checkup thing, knock on wood, you're pretty healthy, and you've got that insurance card in your back pocket, but you hardly ever have to use it. Well, trust me, my friends, when you have to really use it for a catastrophe, whatever it is, cancer, heart attack, long hospital stays, then you find out how good or how poor your insurance is. And even if you have coverage, the wrestling match, I'm sorry that you have to go through with the insurance company, is ridiculous. So next week, we'll be in Washington, D.C., broadcasting across the street from the Supreme Court. No TV is allowed in the Supreme Court. They're releasing the audio of the discussions on the court. So we'll have some of that, but they're not allowing cameras and whatnot to broadcast it live. This is a big deal. In the history of the United States, when we look at Supreme Court arguments, they've never had 3 days of oral arguments on one subject. So the health care law hangs in the balance for Barack Obama because this was his baby. Four Republican Supreme Court justices actually have a big say in this, naturally. So will the law be pushed aside, or does it stand? And see, here's what I think. If the individual mandate went down, that would mean major overhaul for the whole thing. So the lawyers with what we would call the opposite view say that the four Democratic justices will have no trouble concluding that Congress didn't overstep its authority in adopting the insurance requirement, which is aimed at the 50 million people without insurance, okay? So pretty much in this country, people are split on health care. But almost everybody is against the requirement that I've talked to, is against the requirement that everybody have insurance. So that's my question. Where do you stand on you have to have insurance? How would you feel if you were rolling the dice with the insurance, felt like you couldn't afford it, felt healthy, didn't want to get it, and then had to pay $2,000 in a fine? Yeah. Let's go to Stacy in Mississippi. Hey, Stacy, how are you?
Just fine. God bless you for taking my call, sweetie.
Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, there's a lot of things in my mind. let's start with, I've had a friend since I was 5 years old, and he's a doctor, and he told me, you just said that, brought to my mind. I went and seen him the other day, and from Bay Springs, Mississippi, and he told me, he said, Stacy, sometimes I wish that he went to school to be a doctor. He said, how do you like your president? I said, son, let's don't even get started on that. He's talking about Barack Obama, Hussein, Plummer, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, I said, that ain't my president. Anyway, he said, I thought about going into business. He said, but I'd be screwed then, too. He said, but anyway, gas prices. Obama said on TV the other day, I don't want gas prices to go up right here in the middle of elections and all this. He don't care. He's stopping the pipeline. He's stopping drilling. He's stopping everything. He's the worst president this country, I think the world is there. I don't know about the world, but this country has ever seen is him. There is so much I got to say. My God, I'm trying to think of everything at one time.
I understand what you're saying. I like the conversation about the doctor saying obviously he was frustrated because of what was happening with health care. Basically, you know, why am I doing this? And this is what I'm scared to death about, is more of these private physicians, you know, your regular doctor down the street who knows X, Y, Z about you is going out of business because they can't afford to stay in business with the way the law reads now. And that's a shame. That's
not
tough.
Not to be rude, ma'am, to interrupt you, but I forget real quick. It's say I about done forgot it. Good. Say I told you. Yeah, see, I used to own 6 furniture stores, and I got hurt in the wreck. Excuse me. And broke my neck, my spinal cord. They thought I'd be laying flat on my back the rest of my life, but I'm not. And Oh, Lord, where was I going with that? I don't know. It's all got to do with Obama, Hussein's or trauma. Traumas ought to be his name. But I don't think I can tell America, because I know there's a lot of people listening to your show. People, listen, you got to wake up. You got to get off your lazy A blank, blank, blank. And you got to get out and vote. We got to get this man out of office, because if you don't, we're going to see holy hell if we don't get this man out of office. He is destroying our country. Used to, you go like today's people over my pond going fishing. People like to do that, go hunting. He don't want guns. He don't want nothing. And about women, as far as women go, about the contraceptive reports and all that, I think that's up to women. It ain't up to Congress, a bunch of men. I think that's up to women. People, they get their nose out of a woman's life. That's all up to a woman, not Congress, not a bunch of men. That's up to women.
Stacy, thank you. Hard opinions. I like it. From Mississippi, Stacy sticking up for women, saying that, you heard him saying the Congress needs to stay out of women's business, but talking about Obama, and says the one thing that I say, if you're not happy, you don't spray it and just say it all over the place. Get out and vote, because there is power in numbers, even though so many people, for some reason, can't get that through their thick skulls. It's really true. If more people would vote, yes, there's an electoral college, but there still are mountains that could be moved in presidential elections and have been if more people are active. If you sit around and say, well, my vote doesn't matter, that's when things flip-flop. You see it on the local level, you see it on the state level, and certainly you could see it on the national level, and looking at your representatives, that is key. Because as Stacy knows, it's about the people who make the legislation and vote in the legislation. So pay attention to what's happening with your congressman or woman or your senators, and know what's coming down the pike and what you don't like. Find out how they voted for the whole Keystone Pipeline thing. Because I agree with him. I'm pro-pipeline, more jobs, and more opportunity, and why we aren't doing things, some of the fracking, lifting the moratoriums, I don't understand. I say this all the time, but stand in front of a mirror and say to yourself, mirror, mirror on the wall, who uses the most gas of all? And that would be us in the United States. We are dependent on gasoline. So we can talk about alternatives until we're blue in the face, but it's just not our reality whatsoever. So we are throwing money down the rat hole when we talk about those alternatives, really do nothing to make them broad-based, and we're stuck with high gasoline prices. That's what it is. 800-259-5791. Welcome to America Tonight.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the door sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Continuing the conversation, obviously, after coming off a weekend, a lot of people feeling the pain at the pump and still wondering why. That's a question we all hate in our lives. Let's face it, we don't like to be blindsided. And in a way, we're blindsided by these prices that continue to click up. In America, to me, a sacred cow is messing with gas prices. Because all we hear about is alternatives and what the future's going to be and green. You go to festivals and you hear about green things that are happening. And then upon further review, as we've had many people on the show, you start to ask and find out more about it. And listen, some of this stuff could have been developed and was developed a long time ago, but wasn't pushed out properly. And it's unaffordable. There is no middle class that can afford some of the retrofitting that they're talking about, let alone ripping up everything else in your entire house if we get away from gas prices and talk about other things to save energy. Good luck. Yeah, you get a tax write-off, but you can't even make it to the tax write-off because you have to pay for what it is that you're having done to your house and your car. We don't live in Brazil where they have sugar cane everywhere the eye can see, and ethanol is cheap, and so is gas. So they can flip back and forth to both of them. So the pain at the pump and a little bit of a mixture of health care and what's going to happen there. What's going to happen with the Supreme Court? It looks like pretty much things are split. It's hard to really predict what is going to happen here, even though the mandate is very unpopular, I think. Listen, if I was going to throw out a number, 8 in 10 people in the country are covered by work plans or government programs like Medicare. So when this insurance stuff comes to bear, when it really kicks in a couple of years from now, what are most people are going to be caught in the crosshairs, or they won't, are they going to have to worry about buying something new? I think it's very murky as to how the plan number one is going to be laid out in the states. Let's go to Sky in Texas. Hey, Sky, what's up?
Hey, Kate. First, I'd like to talk about green energy, and then I'd like to shift over to lowering fuel prices.
Sure.
Green energy, wind farms. I live in Texas. Wind farms were an experiment by T. Boone Pickens.
Mm-hmm.
It failed. He's gone on and said it's failed. They have crushed parts of our skyline. They're rusty. They're beyond expensive to maintain. And another thing a lot of people don't know, especially any of your green listeners, is any type of protected bird populations, the wind farms don't care. If the bird flies through there, they're dead. And golden eagles, for example, in California were crushed by these wind farms. And several of them have already been taken down. Now let's go to these Bolts, these electric cars with lithium batteries. Arguably, lithium is way more destructive once you have to take that lithium battery and dispose of it than gasoline. Now I want to shift to lowering fuel prices. Utah has 1.3 trillion tons of shale that can be processed and refined into oil. North Dakota, for example, has the lowest unemployment rate in America because they have federal reserves where they can actually drill. They have 16,000 oil jobs, which pay anywhere from $50 to $100 an hour that they cannot fill. They only have 3% unemployment rate, and that's only because that 3% cannot work. If we open up the coastal shelves, if we open up the, you know, people talk about the Keystone Pipeline. Do you know how many pipelines that we could have? Can you imagine?
I know.
Can you imagine land refineries that are refining gas and oil right here in the state and being transported just a few miles instead of purchasing all this from sultans and kings who care less about us?
That's the day that
the president went out on a national stage and said, we're done. The moratoriums are lifted. We are done with this. That would resonate through the entire planet in that second. And I guarantee you, within the next day, gas prices would plummet so far that, and the sultans and all these kings who crank up all these prices would be like, wow, the biggest purchaser of foreign oil in the globe is just saying they are done. We've got to do something. We've got to do something now.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, everything you're saying is stuff that you are preaching to the choir. Perfect synopsis of what needs to happen. Absolutely, Sky, I hear you. And it should be happening. And the reason why it isn't happening, though, right?
All the red tape.
Yep. The red tape. That's right. We are being strangled to death. It's like they put a paper. It's like one of those horror movies where you see the guy gasping and you turn your head because they've got a bag over his head and they're strangling him. That's what they're doing to us. That's what's happening in this country. You're right. And I'm so glad you brought up T. Boone Pickens. I'm in Texas, too. And all the wind farms and all the stuff that he was pushing. And you're right. He said it doesn't work. I've seen them myself. It does not work. And it would never be affordable for any average person in America either.
People, especially government, overcomplicate things. If you simplify things, you'll come to an answer a lot easier in most cases.
Yeah, I agree. Great caller. Call us again, Sky. Terrific. Let's go to David in Texas. Hey, David. Oh. Sounds like he's at a hockey game. Are you at a hockey game, David? We lost him. You got to call back when there's not so much interference. It sounded like he was on one of those walkie-talkies or something else was going on in the background. I don't know. All right, we're talking about, it seems a lot of you want to chime in on gas prices. And something I've talked about for a long time, it's the why question. Why don't we move forward? And we pretty much answered it there. The just the lack of common sense in dealing with what affects so many Americans and how big this country is and how many people are being strangled by the price of gasoline. And that's just one thing, but it's what happens is it's like a domino effect because of what the truckers have to pay to fill up. Then you go to the grocery store and how much are you paying for just the essentials? I've never seen, there's nothing wrong with being a coupon clipper, but I have never seen so many people with coupons in my life going into grocery stores because they can't afford the simplest of things that, look, everybody is willing to pay a fair price for goods, I think, but when they're jacked up so sky high and you can't afford the essentials, I don't know how people do it who have big families. I don't know how they do it. I mean, it's got to be great to grow up with a bunch of brothers and sisters and have, I always thought it'd be cool. I have a brother and we're close. And it's great because we could play tennis together and, shoot hoops and play horse or watch each other. I'd go to his hockey games or whatever, and we ended up going to the same college for a year. It was great. We're close. But that's it. We only have each other. And I always thought, wouldn't it be great to have, like, an infield? What if you had an infield? You had that many brothers and sisters. How fun would that be? But how affordable would it not be? And now it's not. In the 70s, in the 80s, yeah, but really started the 90s, mid-90s, started to get deeper. How do you put all those kids through school if they're going to school? I mean, how do you survive and thrive when you've got a bigger family and you see what's happening with gas prices and food prices and tuition prices? Ridiculous. I mean, ridiculous. Hey, coming up in our next segment, we're going to go to the mailbag. And in the mailbag room, in the mail room, I've actually separated the mail. And a lot of you had a few things to say about the people still running on the Republican side. And a lot of people are complaining about gasoline because, 40, 50 bucks to fill up, especially when you're doing the commute thing. The biggest numbers they've ever seen for mass transit in the Northeast and other parts of the country are now, in the last 20 years or so. And the reason is because so many people are jumping on the trains. When I went back east, I was on two different trains. And now when I go back to Washington, I'm going to be able to experience the excitement of that again. And I'm sure I'm going to have to get there early because people are going to be running for the seats. So many people are jumping on trains instead because when they weigh out the options, it's cheaper for them versus getting in the car and doing that 40 to an hour each way. They might as well jump on a train somewhere, and that's what's happening. So the trains are just bursting at the seams, adding more routes if they can, or adding more times in some cases. In some cases they're doing that. But really seeing a packed house, seeing a lot of people jump on the train instead of jumping in the car, and you can see why. Because when you're talking about nine straight days, you're talking about month after month that it keeps eking up. You go to Florida, it's $5 for regular. Can you imagine if your car took premium? Your brother gave you his great ride. Oh, but by the way, it takes premium. So you inherit the car, but it's like, whoop, I inherited his car. He's a sales guy. He makes money. But I got to put in premium. It would kill you. And in California, same thing. $5-6 prices for a gallon of gasoline. What are your options? What are your options in a city or a small town where there is no public transportation? All right, 800-259-2791 if you want to throw in on this. Plus, we're hitting the mailbag next.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Kentucky Derby. My favorite part of that race, that final turn coming down the home stretch. So we're coming down the home stretch. A lot of conversation about gasoline, and of course, it is the biggest whine of the last 2 months, and the reason why, it affects every single one of us. I say this every single show, at least lately I've been saying it, and I could roll back tape from 3-4 years ago, every time we'd have a spike in gasoline, that people would complain, and I'd say, remember these days, because you're going to say you're going to do this, this, and this and figure a way out of it, but then you're going to go back to your old ways. So that's the thing. It's not realistic. It's not realistic to think that you can take a ride to work with your buddies. You know, in other words, the people you work with, they don't live in your neighborhood. You're not going down the, I can't even think of the lane because I never get a chance to use it. You know what I'm talking about.
Sane lane.
The what lane?
Sane lane.
Sane lane?
Isn't that what you're talking about?
No, the lane. It's not called Sane Lane. It's the lane where you have, when you've got more people in the car.
The carpool lane. It's called the Sane Lane.
Well, that might be in Minnesota.
Yeah.
But in the rest of the country, they don't call it a Sane Lane. It's called something else. I don't know what it is. I don't know why I can't think of it. Oh, that's so sad. I've even had a friend that got pinched one time because he had a bear that he would use as the passenger in the lane to go down. No, it's when you can use it when you got a bunch of people in the car, two or more people. And it's not an option for most of us because of the hours people work. So that's you can't chip in for gas. I mean, I can barely get out of my mouth because I know it's not reality. You can't chip in for gas since there's not enough people to do that. It's just not how it works. You work different shifts, different times. It's an upside down world. It's just not 8 to 5, 9 to 6. That's not how people roll anymore. So public transportation, that's why it's so crowded, because it's easier, HOV lane, I knew I would think of it. HOV lane is what most places in America call it. Now, apparently in Minnesota they call it the Sane Lane, but do you have an HOV lane or do you call it something else where you live? If you do, I want to know what it is. Shoot me an email at americatonight.net. Speaking of emails, once again, the box overfloweth over the weekend. I took a peek, so we're headed there now.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. I do have mail. This one is just kind of a fun, silly one from Olivia Lorenz, who says, will you please mention my name live and do the tapey thing at the beginning of the show, please? Yours truly, Olivia Lorenz. Well, you got your name mentioned on the show, so sweet score. Here's one from Brad, who says, Kate, I am sick to death of talking about gas prices, and the reason is because it's like fingers on a chalkboard. You know what I'm saying? Those nails that people mention. It's just so annoying to go through this roller coaster ride knowing damn well that there is a way to solve this crisis. It's called fracking. It's called lifting the moratoriums. It's called cutting the red tape. It's called the Keystone Pipeline. For goodness sake, on your show, you've talked about it for years. Nothing is different. It's ridiculous. It's outrageous. And there is one way to solve the problem, and it's to get Barack Obama out of office. And by the way, I am a lifelong Democrat, although I have voted for Republicans now and then. I feel as though there's no way I can stand a repeat performance. All right. So Brad says, can't take a repeat performance. Talks about the gas prices. Here's one from Tank. Hey, Kate Delaney, I'm enjoying this email-y thing. I have to tell you once again, I filled up the other day, and it was $5 on the nose. I was in Tampa, Florida, and the traffic was a bear on 4. So I pretty much killed my tank within 2 days. And it is very tough on a guy who's making a lot of stops along the way. What should we do? And there isn't a lot of options in Florida, I gotta tell you. Yeah, see, this is the problem, like I was just stumbling through, with the lanes and other alternatives. A lot of people don't even have that, so you don't, what are you going to do? You are a salesperson, you travel in a truck for a living, and you're an independent contractor, so that makes it tougher. You're paying for the gas, and then weighing it out with what you're making on the other side. I mean, ultimately, from the trucking point of view, it's passed on to the consumer because the prices are raised, and usually you end up getting, you get the pay, but they can cut you in other areas. And, everyone's feeling that pinch. And here it is. it's how things come around. Here it is, gas is high, tax is coming up, so for a lot of people, it's like the double whammy. Yes, we always know tax day comes around the same time every year, but the reality of it hits people when they're trying to juggle things because they have to pay the mortgage and then they had to move money. They had a little bit of savings, but they had to blow through that, not on ridiculous stuff, but on survivor things, on food for the house or keeping the lights on or the mortgage. I mean, more and more, that's pretty much what's happening to people. They don't have the reserves. You know, so we need to open up the oil reserves, and we don't have the reserves in our tanks to pay for all the things that we have to pay for when you end up paying $1, $2, or more extra for gasoline, because it definitely adds up. All right, here's another one from MZ, who says, America Tonight, longtime listener, first time I've actually written to the show. What's the scoop on Puerto Rico? I think it's so funny how the candidates, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, go to Puerto Rico and extol the virtues of the Puerto Rican people. But really, what is Puerto Rico to us? And by the way, did Mitt Romney win or not? Well, Mitt Romney did win the primary. So he's looking for that mathematical, magical number. So he picks up 20 delegates because he got about 50, more than 50% of the vote, and that's how it goes there. About 150,000 people, they thought, cast ballots. And, of course, Puerto Rico wants to be, you know, it's a territory, but it wants to be that next state, the state of Puerto Rico. But it sits as it is, and it counts because of the delegates that you end up getting. And so I think Romney thought he was going to bag Puerto Rico since he had a lot of support from the governor, I think. And the reason he had the support from the governor is because Romney supports making it the 51st state. I don't know. That brings up another question. Do you think Puerto Rico should be the 51st state? I'm just thinking. Do you think it should Puerto Rico be a state? That's what Romney says he would do if he were elected. That's a good way to get votes. You want to be a state? I'll make you a state. Vote for me. But done. I'll solve the last piece to the puzzle here. Hey, if you have any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time?
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get it.